Robin Hood and Allan a Dale by Francis James Child. Come listen to me, you gallants so free, all you that loves mirth for to hear, and I will tell you of a bold outlaw that lived in Nottinghamshire. As Robin Hood in the forest stood, all under the greenwood tree, there was he ware of a brave young man, as fine might be. The youngster was clothed in scarlet red, in scarlet fine and gay, and he did frisk it over the plain, and chanted a roundelay. As Robin Hood next morning stood amongst the leaves so gay, there did he espy the same young man come drooping along the way. The scarlet he wore the day before, it was clean cast away, and at every step he fetched a sigh, alack, and well a day. Then stepped forth brave Little John and Nick the miller's son, which made the young man bend his bow when as he see them come. Stand off, the young man said. What is your will with me? You must come before our master straight under yon greenwood tree. And when he came, bold Robin before, Robin asked him courteously, Oh, hast thou any money to spare for my merry men and me? I have no money, the young man said, but 5 shillings and a ring, and that I have kept this 7 long years to have it at my wedding. Yesterday I should have married a maid, but she is now from me ta'en, and chosen to be an old knight's delight, whereby my poor heart is slain. What is thy name? Then said Robin Hood. Come tell me, without any fail. By the faith of my body, then said the young man, my name, it is Allan a Dale. What wilt thou give me, said Robin Hood, in ready gold or fee, to help thee to thy true love again, and deliver her unto thee? I have no money, then quoth the young man, no ready gold nor fee, but I will swear upon a book thy true servant for to be. How many miles is it to thy true love? Come tell me without any guile. By the faith of my body, then said the young man, it is but 5 little mile. Then Robin he hasted over the plain, he did neither stint nor lin, until he came unto the church where Allan should keep his wedding. What dost thou do here, the bishop, he said, I prithee now tell to me. I am a bold harper, quoth Robin Hood, and the best in the north country. Oh, welcome, the bishop, he said, that music best pleaseth me. You shall have no music, quoth Robin Hood, till the bride and the bridegroom I see. With that came in a wealthy knight, which was both grave and old, and after him a finnikin lass did shine like glistening gold. This is no fit match, quoth bold Robin Hood, that you do seem to make here. For since we are come unto the church, the bride she shall choose her own dear. Then Robin Hood put his horn to his mouth and blew blast 2 or 3, when 24 bowmen bold came leaping over the lea. And when they came into the churchyard, marching all on a row, the first man was Allan a Dale, to give bold Robin his bow. This is thy true love, Robin, he said, young Allan, as I hear say, and you shall be married at this same time before we depart away. That shall not be, the bishop, he said, for thy word shall not stand. They shall be 3 times asked in the church, as the law is of our land. Robin Hood pulled off the bishop's coat and put it upon Little John. By the faith of my body, then Robin said, this cloth doth make thee a man. When Little John went into the choir, the people began for to laugh. He asked them 7 times in the church, lest 3 times should not be enough. Who gives me this maid? Then said Little John. Quoth Robin, that do I. And he that doth take her from Allan a Dale, full dearly he shall her buy. And thus, having ended this merry wedding, the bride looked as fresh as a queen, and so they returned to the merry greenwood amongst the leaves so green. The End. Read by Lorraine Montgomery for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.